You're listening to 2MCE Community Radio, and it's time for 2 hours of folk music with me, Bruce Cameron. The program is Come All Ye. Good to have you along today. We'll have some interesting music today, I think, and a featured album from a man with a good voice. We'll start the program, I think, with two tracks from Lisa Moscatello and Rosie Shipley. We won't hear Lisa Moscatello singing on the first one, but we'll hear her on the second track. First one, Far From Home. The song to follow is My Father's Serving Boy.
My father's servant boy. once in the church we were to meet, to join in wedlock's bands. But the night before I stole away unto a village nigh, and it's there I met my own true love, my father's servant boy. I took my love along with me, I could do nothing more. We bid adieu to all our friends and to the shamrock shore. To Belfast Hall we both went down, to where the Achilles did lie. And it's on that ship I sailed away with my father's servant boy. My parents sent a letter to Philadelphia town, saying if I would return to them, I would get £500. But I was joined in wedlock's bands, which crowned my heart with joy. Until I die, I'll ne'er deny my father's servant boy. Where is the man who will account the farmer's boy despise? His bread to win he does begin before the sun does rise. So you maidens all, both great and small, pay attention to my song. Until I die, I'll ne'er deny my father.
Lisa Moscatello and Rosie Shipley, those two artists. Lisa Moscatello singing My Father's Serving Boy. And before that, a couple of tunes from their album Well Kept Secrets. Two tracks now from probably a distance of 80 years, 70 years perhaps. First one from Woody Guthrie. He's not going to sing it. Loudon Wainwright III is going to sing it. Remember Loudon Wainwright? Dead Skunk was about the only hit song of his that I can think of. But this one is called Neo, N-E-O, Neo. Oh, no, it's not. That's the next track we'll hear. This one's called Philadelphia Lawyer by Woody Guthrie, sung by Loudon Wainwright III. Then a song called Neo, written and sung by the wonderful Martin Simpson.
Way out in Reno, Nevada, where the romance is blue and fade, lived a great Philadelphia lawyer, and in love with a Hollywood babe. Come love and we will wander out where life is so bright. I'll win you a divorce from your husband, and we can get married tonight. Now Bill was a gun-toting cowboy, six notches carved on his gun, and all of the boys around Reno left Bill's Hollywood darling alone.
I'm out on the range in the cold. You thought of as Hollywood, darling. Her love was as lasting as gold. That night as it crept up to the window, you saw two figures there on the shade. It was the great Philadelphia lawyer making love to Bill Hollywood Man. Remember, it's springtime. Your hair is so pretty and lovely. Your figure so fair and divine. Come back with me to Philadelphia and leave this wild cowboy. Now tonight back in old Pennsylvania, beneath those beautiful pines, there's one less Philadelphia lawyer, and old Philadelphia tonight.
Come and taste some of my trickle down, my trickle down. That's what I said. It's just me pissing on your head. All you little people better listen to me. I'm a neoliberal billionaire. I'm in Neo.
Neo.
I'm in Neo.
Neo.
I'm in Neo.
Neo.
A neoliberal billionaire. All you little people better listen to me. I'm a neoliberal billionaire. Now, I don't care if you're sick or well, and I don't care if your life is hell. I'm gonna wreck your national hells, all for the sake of my irrational wealth. All you little people, listen to me, I'm a neoliberal billionaire. I'm in Neo.
Neo.
I'm in Neo.
Neo.
I'm in Neo.
Neo.
A neoliberal billionaire. All you little people better listen to me, I'm a neoliberal billionaire. Hijack your democracy. I use my money to buy your voice. I don't believe you deserve a choice. All you little people better listen to me. I'm a neoliberal billionaire. I'm in Neo.
Neo.
I'm in Neo.
Neo.
I'm in Neo.
Neo.
A neoliberal billionaire. All you little people better listen to me. I'm a neoliberal billionaire. I'm in Neo. A neoliberal billionaire. All you little people better listen to me. I'm a neoliberal billionaire. All you little people better listen to me. I'm a neoliberal billionaire.
Martin Simpson and neoliberal billionaire. And perhaps the Philadelphia lawyer we heard about in the previous song, had he been alive, today would have worked very hard to become a neo-liberal billionaire as well. Loudon Wainwright III, with the Philadelphia Lawyer, a song by Woody Guthrie, then Neo from Martin Simpson's album Rooted. And playing Bones on that track was Dom Flemons, who used to be in the Carolina Chocolate Drops. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE and just about anywhere you like, really, out in the ether, because we stream the programs on 2MCE, and this one you can even hear as a podcast. They're usually available within a few days of the live-to-air version going to air live. Next one comes from Kevin MacLeod's album, The Braes of Button Tarbut. Well, it's not just him, actually. It's Ali Beg MacLeod as well as Kevin MacLeod. Ali Beg MacLeod was a well-respected musician from the northwest of Scotland. I think he came from Button Tarbut or Assint, somewhere up there. Anyway, set of tunes. They open with a wonderful tune called The King's House, which is sometimes erroneously described as a waltz, but it's a 3-4 retreat march. Go and look it up. Bobby MacLeod composed this, and the best version I know of, apart from this one, of course, comes from Jock Tamson's Bairns, and they put it with another great 3-4 retreat march called MacGregor of Rura, but we're not going to hear MacGregor. Thank you.
hopping frog, and I drink muddy water. I sleep in a hollow log. I said, heaven is maybe, won't you let me be your hopping frog? Ten little puppies, 12 shaggy hounds, 22 dogs a run. A Miss Maybell down. I said, hey, Miss Maybell, won't you let me be your hobby frog?
That was Seasick Steve, that's his performing name, and a song called Miss Maybell that he picked up from the Mississippi blues man R.L. Burnside. Seasick Steve from California took his name because he did suffer from seasickness at one point on his travels and thought he'd use a blues-sounding name, sort of like, you know, Homesick Nigel or Peg Leg Arthur or somebody. Anyway, Seasick Steve, Miss Maybell. Before that, a couple of marches, a 3-4 retreat march, then a 6-8 march from Kevin MacLeod and Ali Beg MacLeod. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'll play one more and then we'll have a track from the featured album. I'll tell you about that when we get there. This is a group called Socks in the Frying Pan. Set of tunes, no relation, they call the tunes, including The Picnic, which is a tune from Nova Scotia, and Tom Docherty's that they learned from Martin Hayes. Tom Docherty from Donegal, Martin Hayes from County Clare. Thank you. Socks in the Frying Pan, that group's called. They have a few albums out, and you've heard them all right here on Come All Ye on 2MCE. Featured album today is another old one. I've been going back getting digitised versions of old LPs in the last little while, and this is one of those. It's an album called I Sang That Sweet Refrain. It was released on the Green Tracks label in 1996. It comes to us from a wonderful singer called Kevin Mitchell, who sadly passed away just before the end of 2024. Kevin Mitchell came from Derry in Northern Ireland and lived in Glasgow for many years. Up to his death, he emigrated to Glasgow in 1969. An Irish speaker, he was, and so he sang some songs in Gaelic. Oh, no, I didn't. He sang them in Gaelic, I suppose, if he was Irish, and in English. The fairly sparse accompaniment on some tracks on this album come from two Scottish musicians of the time, talking 1996 here, Brian Miller, who plays guitar and mandolin, and Charlie Soane, fiddle player. First track we'll hear from Kevin Mitchell today is called Paddy in Glasgow.
The harvest coming on and things bad at home, I then took an ocean for Scotland to roam. So I tied up me budget and made for the quay, where the steamboat was ready to put out to sea. With me fall the Iderall, I right fall the all. The captain, he spoke like a man with good sense, saying I'll take you to Glasgow and all for sixpence. When I thought of the number that stood on the beach, sure a sixpence would scarce be a farthing for reach. With me fall the Iderall, I right fall the all. But I took the wrong meaning of what he did say, and in yon halfway house we had passage to pay. He said, pay down your passage, don't grumble a word. Pay down your passage or walk overboard. With me fall the Iderall, I right fall the old. Early next morning it's Glasgow we saw. We landed at a place they call the Broomielaw, and the first meat I saw for sale in that town was fishes called spellings, all fried in a creel. With me fall the Iderall, I right fall the old. I then took a notion I would see their shows, their fine wooden houses all laid out in rows. There were monkeys and moorcocks and many fine things, and lords, dukes and earls and emperors and kings. With me fall the Iderall, I right fall the old. Bonaparte was there and at me he did stare, and I wondered what brought him from Germany there. And for to shake hands with them I wasn't slack, but a lad with a red coat, he made me stand back. With me fall the Iderall, I right fall the old. I then took a notion to go to me bed, but the noise in the street, it disturbed my head. It was then that I got the most terrible fright, for a lad, he kept shouting all hours of the night. With me fall the Iderall, I right fall the old. Early next morning it's up I arose, and at me own leisure I put on me clothes, and away to the low the ends I'll make me way. And now for a while I'll bid Glasgow good day. With me fall the Iderall, I right fall the old.
A song called Paddy in Glasgow from the featured album on Come All Ye Today. I Sang That Sweet Refrain, it's called, from the Irish singer Kevin Mitchell, who died in his adopted home of Glasgow just before the end of 2024. More tracks from that album in just a little while. Here's an Australian one from the group Trouble in the Kitchen, Flash Company. Fine voice there with a song called Flash Company from the group Trouble in the Kitchen. Their album was called The Next Turn. Craig Johnson was a fine singer, American singer, lived in North Carolina. A song called Bonnie Bess. I don't know that I've ever played this one. He writes, he got the song from Wilmer Watts and the Lonely Eagles. Most railroad songs feature some sort of carnage, be it derailment or scalding or blunt force trauma to the head delivered by Postal Service mail crane. But in this song, everyone emerges unscathed, however unlikely that may be. And for those of you keeping track of such things, he's playing a banjo tuned high G, then CGBD, and the capo is on the third fret. So, from Away Down the Road, here's Craig Johnson.
Today I saw a little girl lay along the railroad bridge, a pail of berries she had picked along the Bankside Ridge. Where do you live, my child, I asked, and what might be your name? She looked at me with eyes upcast, and this her answer came. The house beyond the bluff is ours, they call me Bonnie Bess. My papa, he's an engineer, he runs the night express. Scheduled time and not a moment late. His engine comes around the curve at quite a fearful rate. The lamp in Mama's window burns, placed there alone for him. He sees its glow and smiles to know that all is well with him. Sometimes the clouds loom overhead and his terrain we cannot see. He whistles loud for Mama dear and rings the bell for me. Afraid, I asked, that he might wreck the train, that there might be some sad mishap, and he no life to claim. God watches over us, she said, and he knows what is best, and asks us but to trust and serve and leave to him the rest. The faith this child did have in him, it made my own seem weak. I bowed my head in silent prayer and kissed her on the cheek. Then said to her in tender tones, God bless you, Bonnie Bess. God bless your mama and the man who runs the night express. Thank you.
It's exhausting, isn't it? You must be hyperventilating furiously at the end of those tracks. From an album called Southern Old Time Harmonica. That's exactly what it says on the tin. We heard Kentucky Whiskey and Give the Fiddler a Dram. So I think we'll slow things down considerably now for another track from the featured album. This time an unaccompanied one from Kevin Mitchell. The featured album is I Sang That Sweet Refrain. This is The Red-Haired Man's Wife.
Ye muses divine, come bind and lend me your aid to pen these few lines, for I find that my heart is betrayed. By a virgin most pure, who is dearer to me than my life. And from me she is flown, and is known as the red-haired man's wife. Remember the day when you gave unto me your true heart. You solemnly swore that never no more we would part. But your mind's like the ocean, each notion has taken her flight and left me bewailing the tale of the red-haired man's wife. A letter I'll send with a friend down to the seashore to let her understand I'm the man that does her adore. And if she'd but leave that slave, I'd forfeit my life. She'd live like a lady and ne'er be the red-haired man's wife. I offered a favor and sealed it with my own hand. She thus answered and said, would you lead me to break the command? So take it easy, since nature has caused so much strife, I was given away and will stay as the red-haired man's wife. May my life never end, nor my yearning for passion abate, till I and my darling recline 'neath the pleasant tree shade. No one to be near us but the blackbird in the green leaves alone, and the red-headed man in his grave with his head 'neath a stone. My darling, sweet phoenix, if now you would be my own, for the patriarch David had a number of wives, it's well known. So yield to my embraces and straight put an end to all strife, or else I'll run crazy or gain the red-haired man's wife.
Got a little bit confusing there at the end, didn't it? David the Patriarch had lots of wives, so there you go. That's Kevin Mitchell from I Sang That Sweet Refrain, and that's the name of the featured album on the program today, the program being Come All Ye. I hope you're enjoying it.
Galileo's head was on the block. The crime was looking up the truth. And as the bombshells of my daily fears explode, I try to trace them to my youth. Then you had to bring up reincarnation over a couple of beers the other night. And now I'm serving time for mistakes made by another in another lifetime. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of life? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. Then I think about my fear of motion, which I never could explain. Some other fool across the ocean years ago must have crashed his little airplane. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. I'm not making a joke. You know me, I take every so seriously. If we wait for a time till our souls get it right, then at least I know there'll be no near annihilation in my lifetime. I'm still not right. I offer thanks to those before me. That's all I've got to say. So maybe you squandered the thoughts in your last life. Now I've got to pay. And then again it feels like some sort of inspiration to let the next life off the hook. And she'll say, look what I've had to overcome from my last life. I think I'll write a book. How long do my my soul gets it right. Can any human being ever reach that kind of life? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of life? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight.
A song written by Emily Saliers, one of the Indigo Girls. That fine duo released that song a long time ago called Galileo, sung there by Kate Fagan and the Fagan family. Good version too, recorded 1997. You're listening to Come All Ye, and another Australian one now, this time from an album released by Warren Fay and Luke Webb called The World Upside Down. The Jolly Puddlers.
They won't stop at puddling, as many of you know. Contractors say that of our slush there is an overflow. But if they stop us, they'll be sure to injure Bendigo. Drive on, my lads, hi-ho. Wash on, my lads, hi-ho. For who can lead the life that we jolly puddlers do? These blessed road contractors are trying us to crush. They say that they're impeded by our muddy, dirty slush. They want to make us knock off, they'll find it is no go. Drive on, my lads, hi-ho. Wash on, my lads, hi-ho. For who can lead the life that we jolly puddlers do? Have our escorts fallen off? The questions, pray don't shirk. 'Tis because it's been so dry and our machines have had no work. 'Tis puddling, not quartz reefing, that keeps up Bendigo. Drive on, my lads, hi-ho. Wash on, my lads, hi-ho. For who can lead the life that we jolly puddlers do? Crush the puddling interest, stay the puddler's hand. What becomes of your fine buildings here on that township stand? The commerce of this district then would sink down precious low. Drive on, my lads, hi-ho. Wash on, my lads, hi-ho. For who can lead the life that we jolly puddlers do? Soon is coming and our dams will then be full. We'll run the stuff through the machines and then we'll have a pull. And in its pristine glory, we'll shine forth Bendigo. Drive on, my lads, hi-ho. Wash on, my lads, hi-ho. For who can lead the life that we jolly puddlers do? Of tub and cradle, alas, alas, are past. Announced to every tub, of course, was far too good to last. But still we get a crust for now, we wash the stuff below. Drive on, my lads, drive home. Wash on, my lads, hi-ho. For who can lead the life that we jolly puddlers do? Puddling ceases for all, to be a bitter cup. Heffernan and Thatcher too, may both of them dry up. And to some other diggings, they both will have to go. Drive on, my lads, hi-ho. Wash on, my lads, hi-ho. For who can lead the life that we only jolly puddlers do.
A song from the Gold Rush days in Australia, Jolly Puddlers, Luke Webb singing there, from an album recorded with Warren Fay called The World Turned Upside Down. I'll play an instrumental. I mentioned Martin Hayes a little earlier in the program because he contributed inspiration for one of the tracks we heard earlier on. We'll hear him playing with a New York string quartet called Brooklyn Rider. This is Jenny's Welcome Home to Charlie. That's what they call it. The album is called The Butterfly. So Martin Hayes, a great fiddle player from County Clare, and Brooklyn Rider from New York.
Unknown to fame by the many void ventures I have made. In that land of graft and fraud, my unwary feet have trod that Eden commonly called the cattle parade. Of Herefords and Ayrshires that have graced my humble byre, I've had them black and white and red and blue. But there's none sticks in me mine or left me so far behind as the rangy ribs I bought from Mickey Doo. Of his failings to begin, he was rangy ribbed and thin. He was ring-boned and reckoned with the hoos. He was fluked and timber-tongued, and he shivered when he dung, and to masticate his grinders did refuse. He had TB for a fact, pig mouthed and humpy backed, the warble fly had made a visit too. And had there been a sale for lice, I'd have doubled up the price on the rangy ribs I bought from Mickey Doo. He's a thoroughbred, says Mick, as he poked him with a stick. You can recognise the lines on which he's made. I will miss him to me grief, for he's the sort that's easy beef. If you graze him well till spring, he ought to graze. So the bargain it was struck, and Mick handed out the lock, and to rangy ribs he bade a fond adieu. And I brought me stick to play, and I headed for the brae with the rangy ribs I bought from Mickey Doo. Well, I fed him for a year, and it was then becoming clear that condition to his ribs would never cling. The conclusion I came to, that the only thing to do was to enter him and try him in the ring. So I groomed him up and down till the Tuesday came around. I was up before the sun had dried the dew. And I oiled and combed me hair, headed for Dungiven Fair with the rangy ribs I bought from Mickey Doo. Oh, I well remind the day when we topped the Shambles Brae. Outside McKenna's pub he gave a roar, and he arched his humpy back, and he stopped dead in his tracks, as if to say, I've anchored here before. There he stuck me in the street, in the blinding snow and sleet. The interest and the offers, they were few, and though they looked them up and down, still they never bid a crown for the rangy ribs I bought from Mickey Doo. He was grazed from Derry Yard to snow-capped Colmenard, from the fertile fields of Feeney to the pass, and from clover-clad Fincairn to the meadows of Drumcern. So he must have been a specialist in grass. At the Lig of Allan Pot, by the specials nearly shot, and battle scarred he reigns through Terrydoo. And Larry Quigg had said, often scared his wings to bed, oh, with the rangy ribs I bought from Mickey Doo. But a tear comes to me eyes when I think of his demise, and the circumstances under which he died. From the cold November blast, I had him housed at last, and in the byre had them strongly tied. I was making my last rounds before Madge and I lay down, as any careful man is sure to do. When I found them cold as clay, Chopey Duffy's musty hay, the old rangy ribs I bought from Mickey Doo. Now when Madge she heard the news, she trembled in her shoes, and I wondered if her heart could stand the blow. We neither ate nor slept, but an all-night vigil kept, and we waked them till the cocks began to crow. At the first grey streaks of dawn, I pulled me waders on, though it grieved me heart the task I had to do. And by what light the candle gave, we washed and soaked and shaved the old rangy ribs I bought from Mickey Doo. Oh, we buried him next day, where the sunlight strikes the brae. The neighbours came for miles and miles around, for to pay their last respects, for you never know who's next, and help commit his carcass to the ground. There with will in hand and spade, his last resting place was made, and his body gently lowered from the blue. Evermore to be at rest, Duffy's hay had proved a test, for our rangy ribs I bought from Mickey Doo.
Kevin Mitchell again from the featured album. I sang that sweet refrain, the rangy ribs I bought from Mickey Doo. And if you think that song is a familiar melody, you may have been thinking of an Australian song called the Woolloomooloo Lair. Same melody, rather different, although equally comical, I suppose. More from Kevin Mitchell in just a little while. Before that track, we heard Jenny's Welcome Home to Charlie, Martin Hayes, and a quartet, string quartet from New York, called Brooklyn Rider. Here are the Carter Family with one of the ultimate standards from the Carter Family repertoire. This is My Dixie Darling.
My song I sang beneath the silver moon with my banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen. Line, down where the honeysuckles are entwined, there's where the southern winds are blowing, there's where the daisies growing. The girls all the north in the gay finery, whirling around in the society, singing a song of Dixie darling, where I long to be. My Dixie darling, listen to this song I sang beneath the silver moon with my banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen. See my girl in old Carolina, I'll drink my booze and do as I please, for all those girls long to squeeze. Singing songs of Dixie darling, there's where I long to be going, down where the jelly roll growing with my Dixie queen. My Dixie darling, listen to this song I sing beneath the silver moon with my banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen.
Hey, the dusty mallard and his dusty coat, he would win a shell and not a spend a groat. Dusty was the coat and dusty was the collar, dusty was the kiss that I got frae the mallard. Hey, the dusty mallard and his dusty sack leaves me on the call and fills the dusty peck, fills the dusty peck and brings the dusty cellar. I would be my coaty for the dusty mallard. I bought my wife a stain, a lint as fine as ever did grow, and all that she has made of that is a dear Pondo town. The weary Pondo, weary Pondo, weary Pondo town. I thank my wife will end her life before she's been her town. There sat the bottle in the bowl on the angle low, and I she took the tither sook to take the sturdy tow. The weary pond, the weary pond, the weary pond o' tow. I think my wife will end her life before she's been her tow. Quoth I, for shame, ye dirty dame, ye spin your tap a tow. She took the rock and we a knock, crack it tower my pow. The weary pond, the weary pond, the weary pond o' tow. I think my wife will end her life before she's been her town. At last her feet a sang to see if they clear me sour than now, and or I wad another jad at wallop in a tow. The weary pond, the weary pond, the weary pond o' tow. I think my wife will end her life before she's been her town. The tailor fell through the bed thimble and all, the tailor fell through the bed thimble and all, the blankets were thin, the sheets they were small, and the tailor fell through the bed thimble and all, The sleepy but lassie, she dreaded Niel. Oh, the sleepy but lassie, she dreaded Niel. The weather was cold, the lassie lay still, for she thought that the tailor would day her Niel. The tailor fell through the bed thimble and all. The tailor fell through the bed thimble and all. The blankets were thin, the sheets they were small, and the tailor fell through the bed thimble and all. Gee me the groat again, canny young man. Oh, gee me the groat again, canny young man. The day it is short, the night it is long. It's the dearest bit silver that ever I won. The tailor fell through the bed thimble and all. The tailor fell through the bed thimble and all. The blankets were thin, the sheets they were small, and the tailor fell through the bed thimble and all. Somebody weary we lie in our lane. No, oh, there's somebody weary we lie in our lane. Some that are dowie a trow would be fain, for to see the bit tailor come skipping again. The tailor fell through the bed thimble and all. The tailor fell through the bed thimble and all. The blankets were thin, the sheets they were small, and the tailor fell through the bed thimble and all. The tailor fell through the bed thimble and all. The tailor fell through the bed thimble and all. The blankets were thin, the sheets they were small, and the tailor fell through the bed thimble and all.
A set of three Scottish songs attributed in part, at least, to Robert Burns. Singers, Barbara Dimmock and Christine Kidd. We heard The Dusty Miller, The Weary Pundu Tow, and The Tailor Fell Through the Bed. The Dusty Miller, I think, is fairly self-explanatory. The Weary Pundu Tow, you probably know about that too. Spun flax or hemp would be made into tow, T-O-W. And that would be taken away to be made into rope. In fact, there's a reference in the fourth verse of that song to the hangman's rope. And the tailor fell through the bed. Burns claimed to have written a couple of verses in that, but you never know with Robert Burns. Next, definitely not Scottish. This is Armenian.
Thank you.
Recording levels on that album are all over the place, so I'm sorry if it sounded like it. I was turning it off and on again. I wasn't. I was trying to get it level. Caucasian Dance is the name of that track. It comes to us from the Gurdjieff Folk Instruments Ensemble, Armenian group of musicians who play the music of Georges I. Gurdjieff. Go and look him up. He was one weird person. G-U-R-D... J-I-E-F-F was his surname, Gurdjieff. There's a photograph of him and he's got crazy eyes. He was a philosopher, a mystic, spiritual teacher, a composer and a movement teacher. Born in, I guess it was Russia at the time, became part of Armenia. Then he cleared out when he didn't want to live there anymore and became stateless, but I think ended up in America. Georges Gurdjieff, that was the Gurdjieff Folk Instruments Ensemble. I only have one album of theirs. Another one from the featured album now. This is Podgene Rowe from Kevin Mitchell.
"'Twas after breakfast one fine day I left me father's cabin, snug being crossed and long. I bade goodbye with a parting kiss to all. Then I travelled many a mile o'er high road, low road, plain and bog, and turned me back completely on the town of Donegal. I slung me budget on me back, and as a tinker I did go, resolved to banish care and see the country through and through. Hurrah, says I, for merry men, to the devil I pitch care and woe. And so began the rambles of the raking Podgene Rowe. In Derry City I played ball against the back of Walker's Wall, and in a Skillin I was raised in the glorious memory. It's then I had to join the Whigs to answer some of hunger's calls in Monaghan. I learned the law was little use to me. In Limerick I dug Prady's and in Cashel I turned up the hay. Through Waterford I rambled like a lord upon a tour. In the city of Cork the boys they taught me how to tip the blarney-o. The band and boys and the girls from Colpeat Hill for devilry. T'was early in the month of June I cut the turf and on my croon. I wandered into Dingle when the fair was in full bloom. Through Boyle and Ballyhannis into Castlebar and Ballina, the gabbard and low and our a fall a good to Podgene Rowe. Carlo Cullen and Clamel, they know this rambler very well. From Mullingar I jogged the road to the town of Ballinasloe. I thrashed the corn in Mullabon, me funds were low in Ballymoe. But in Loughrea me heart was gay, they welcomed Podgene Rowe. I've seen that little heaven on earth, the lakes of sweet Killarney, oh. If they were Killeen's, I would swear not single long they'd stay. From Bantry Bay I made me way in the morning when the cocks did crow, to pad the road to o'er and more a tired Podgene Rowe. I've many places yet to see, I only called in on me way to ease me body of the load of news I have for you.
her ass as I for merry men. Sure, a drop of drink's no detriment to a man that's on his journey. So goodbye from Pudgin Road.
Good evening to you one and all, good luck to what I say. I've just stepped in amongst you all before I go away, and I've brought with me the relics of the good old days of yore, and I'll sing for you a song about the hat Ned Kelly wore. It was made of rusty iron, the finest ever known. It was born in 1880 at the hotel at Glenrowan, and it terrified the troopers, the minions of the law, when they saw it in the morning Mr. Hat Ned Kelly wore. My name is Larry Doolan, I'm a true Australian man. I was born of Irish parents in the township of Willan. I can sing and dance with any man when I take to the floor, but I curse the day they trampled on the hat Ned Kelly wore. It was made of rusty iron, the finest ever known. It was born in 1880 at the hotel at Glenrowan, and it terrified the troopers who terrorized the poor. 'Tis the relic of a hero the hat Ned Kelly wore. You can talk about your Homburgs, your stiff brim Panamas. You can talk about your war caps, all fine colours and bright stars. You can search Strathbogie Ranges, Timbuktu or Singapore, but you'll never find the equal of the hat Ned Kelly wore. It was made of rusty iron, the finest ever known. It was worn in 1880 at the hotel at Glenrowan, and it terrified the troopers who terrorised the poor. It's the relic of a hero the hat Ned Kelly wore. And if ever I return again my native home to see, I hope you'll in the old bush way a welcome give to me, with songs about the Kelly gang to cheer me o'er and o'er, and make me want to see again the hat Ned Kelly wore. It was made of rusty iron, the finest ever known. It was born in 1880 at the hotel at Glenrowan, and it terrified the troopers who terrorised the poor. 'Tis the relic of a hero the hat Ned Kelly wore. It was made of rusty iron, the finest ever known. It was born in 1880 at the hotel at Glenrowan, and it terrified the troopers who terrorised the poor. The relic of a hero the hat Ned Kelly wore.
Chloe and Jason Roeth with Jim McWinney, a parody song, The Hat Ned Kelly Wore, parody of The Hat McGuinness Wore, which is of questionable heritage as well. Anyway, there you go. The Roeths live not very far from where I am right now, in Millthorpe in central west New South Wales. Jim McWinney lives even closer to where I'm sitting right now. In fact, probably 3 kilometres from where I am right now. Now, terrific group called Brass Monkey. This is their version of Heather Down the Moor.
Again, serene and pleasant was the weather. I spied a glass of every morning low. She was swooping the dew from a
among the heather down the moor. In among the heather down the moor, and through the heather I spied a lass, a very bonny lass. She was sweeping the dew from among the heather down the moor. Barefooted was she was neatly dressed, neither had nor hat nor feather, but the plaid hung neatly round her waist as she tripped through the blooming heather down the moor. In among the heather down the moor, and through the heather, but the plaid hung neatly round her waist as she tripped through the blooming heather down the moor. To this fair maid, come tell your name, come tell me whither. She answered me down by the morning by side, and I'm herding all my ewes together down the moor. In among the heather down the moor, and through the heather. She answered me down by the morning by side, and I'm herding all my ewes together down the moor. I courted that livelong day, my heart was light as any feather, until the beams of the red setting sun come shining down in among the heather down the moor. In among the heather down the moor, and through the heather, until the beams of the red setting sun come shining down in among the heather down the moor. To depart their mother down the moor. In among the heather down the moor, and through the heather, I'm as loud to part with you as the funny wee lambs to depart their mother down the moor. So up she got and away she hied, her name and place I could not gather. But if I were a king and maker, the bonny lass I met in among the heather down the moor. In among the heather down the moor, and through the heather. If I were a king, a maker, a queen, the bonny lass I met in among the heather down the moor.
Voice of Martin Carthy from his album recorded with the group Brass Monkey. Heather Down the Moor is the song. Going and Staying was the name of the album. It was very good, but introduced a lot of brass instruments to English traditional music. Worked a treat too. Next one is a blues song from Ernie Hawkins. I'm the Light of This World, just in case you were wondering.
Come on, Jesus.
Just as long as I'm in.
I definitely... Sure you've finished? Okay. Well, it definitely was Ernie Hawkins, but he was playing guitar. Maria Muldaur sang that. I Am the Light of This World, Reverend Gary Davis song from a long time ago. We were just about out of time, but not quite. I'm going to play one more from the featured album that'll see him out, Kevin Mitchell. I'll tell you once again, great Irish singer, no longer with us, unfortunately, but this album, I Sang That Sweet Refrain, was recorded in 1996, featuring some musical accompaniment from a couple of guys who I think were living in Glasgow, as was Kevin Mitchell at the time. Brian Miller playing things with strings, guitar and mandolin, that kind of stuff, and fiddle player Charlie Sohn. Yes, I know, fiddle also has strings. This is Johnny Gallagher. Silly Johnny takes the king's shilling.
As I was a-walking to Newry one day, I met Sergeant Curtis a-going my way. Says he, "Johnny Gallagher, will you come along to the sweet town of Newry for to take a dram?" While sitting at the table a-drinking my dram, says he, "Johnny Gallagher, you're a handsome young man. Will you list take the shilling and come along with me to the sweet county Antrim, strange faces to see? I may go where I will, I have no one to mourn. My mother is dead and she'll never return. My father's twice married, brought a stepmother home. To me she does prove cruel and does me disown." He put his hand in his pocket and a shilling he withdrew. "Take this, Johnny Gallagher, and I know you won't rue." I took the shilling and the bargain it was made. The ribbons were brought to pin on my cockade. When you go to Waterford, it's there you will stand before the noble colonel with your hat in your hand. Mackay and John Riley are a little too low, so to some other regiment from us they must go. It's not in the morning that I sing my song, but in the cold evenings when I walk my lone, with my gun on my shoulder, I bitterly weep and think on the loved one that's now fast asleep. Oh, pity the mother who rears a bad son, for it's little she knows the dangers they run. One night in the guardroom, the next in the jail, neither blanket or cover to roll themselves in. Bad luck to my arm.
friend of me. For if he had been a prudent man and learned me a trade, I never would have listed and worn a cockade.
Johnny Gallagher made a bad career choice. That's from the featured album called I Sang That Sweet Refrain by the late Irish / Scottish resident Kevin Mitchell. Good voice indeed. An old album. That's the last we'll hear of him today. One more song and then I'll leave you with a piece of instrumental music. This is Emily Slade from an album called Shire Boy. Song called Fox and Vixen.
Johnny Boy's a midnight stalk through the trees and under the water, up the bank into the quarter where the lords and ladies dance. Stalk him down in shady hollow till he spy a deer to follow. He'll be hanged for it on the morrow if his lucky were to chance. Gun from the morning sun, Fox and Vixen homeward run. Gun from the morning dew till dark time starts anew. And while day sleeps, me wild love creeps alone. She'll dance till dawn, gleam at dice and dance. Queen by evening, wild by chance. Gun yon pixie fly, for daylight come here by. Pine wolf dwell, the fable tell in mountain forest dark. And come here round the nighttime sound with curling of his bark. Gun from the morning sun, Fox and Vixen homeward run. Gun from the morning dew till nighttime starts anew.
There we go. Fox and Vixen. That's from Shire Boy, an album released by Emily Slade. Thanks for your company again today. We'll do it all again soon, I hope. I leave you with a piece of music called Sally Ann Johnson from an album called Gate to Go Through by Christian Wigg, that's his name, fiddle player, Mark Olitsky and Dave Rice. Old-time fiddle music and banjo. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Thank you. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.